bienvenue au balado « Tirer le meilleur de la recherche collégiale » qui vous est présenté par le Centre de transfert pour la réussite éducative du Québec et l'Association pour la recherche au collégial.
Animée par Lynn Lapostole, la directrice générale de l'ARC, ces rencontres ont pour objectif de faire connaître le travail de chercheuses et de chercheurs de collèges impliqués dans le projet. Comment tirer le meilleur des résultats de la recherche collégiale afin d'améliorer la réussite éducative?
Plus spécifiquement, il s'agira d'en savoir davantage sur leurs recherches ainsi que sur leur point de vue quant au transfert des connaissances issues de leur projet. Pour cet épisode, la parole sera donnée à Elizabeth Charles, enseignante au Collège Dawson. Elizabeth Charles est détentrice d'un doctorat en technologie éducative de l'Université Concordia. Elle est également la cofondatrice du réseau Saltiz, mis sur pied en 2011. Ses intérêts comprennent notamment l'apprentissage actif, les environnements d'apprentissage, l'enseignement de la science, de la technologie, de l'ingénierie et des mathématiques, ainsi que les communautés de pratique. En plus de co-diriger Saltiz, Elizabeth Charles dirige actuellement les travaux d'une équipe de recherche qui s'intéresse à l'étalage des connaissances en contexte d'apprentissage par enquête en sciences. Voici la rencontre entre Lynn Lapostole et Elizabeth Charles. Bonne écoute!
Chère Elizabeth, je suis très contente d'avoir l'occasion de parler avec toi aujourd'hui de toi-même, de tes projets de recherche et de transfert de connaissances.
Merci Lynn. C'est un grand honneur de faire cette conversation avec toi ce matin. Et je continue en anglais parce que mon français, c'est un peu faible. Mais comme d'habitude, je m'excuse.
Ben alors, cette conversation sera un peu comme nos échanges par courriel. Un peu en français, un peu en anglais. Et donc, ce sera notre façon habituelle d'échanger ensemble, Liz. J'aimerais commencer par te demander de me parler un petit peu de toi. Qui es-tu, Liz Charles? Comment es-tu arrivée à l'enseignement collégial et à la recherche?
Ah, what a great question. I think at my core, you know, I've always been a researcher because I've always questioned what it is that what I was teaching, how students were learning, and I was able to get an opportunity to explore that part of myself, my questioning by doing my PhD later in life after I'd been teaching at Dawson College for approximately 10 years. And at that point, I went back to school to do my PhD at Concordia in education technology while I was still teaching. So I never stopped teaching. And I was exploring what it is that and how do we support students learning. And that, I think, is the beginning of the of my thinking about how do we take the knowledge that you get in an academic setting and with research and how to transfer that into the day-to-day of the student and my colleagues. You know, how do we help teachers focus on this kind of pedagogy or pedagogies that allow the student to be put into a central role of action.
Alors, je comprends que tu as commencé à faire de la recherche pendant ton doctorat en technologie éducative et que tu as continué depuis. Peux-tu me parler un petit peu justement de la recherche que tu fais? Quel type de recherche? Avec qui tu fais de la recherche?
My research has always focused on what in you know, in the field of education, my research is focused on what we call the learning sciences. And the learning sciences is a particular field that's a hybrid of education technology, cognitive science, and a lot of different fields that come together to design both methods and tools to support learning. And one of the things that we are doing is we are trying to, in the learning sciences, that is, we are trying to design, implement the design, and then iterate on that design to keep on understanding both learning, but also how to support that learning. My colleagues, so that's sort of the global background. And I've been very, very fortunate that I found other colleagues at the college level who were also interested in this particular type of focus. And we have a team of what I like to consider practitioner researchers who have been working together for, you know, the last nearly, I would say, it's over 15 years we've been working together on this, this kind of initiative. So we've moved this initiative forward with different specific research projects. And we've been very, very fortunate to be funded by PAREA, which is the Programme d'Aide de Recherche. I always lose track of all of the acronym, but it is the Ministry of Education's program for college level researchers. And this has been absolutely invaluable for our team of college level practitioner researchers.
Et dans ce contexte-là, cette équipe, est-ce que c'est une équipe de gens qui proviennent de plusieurs collèges anglophones, francophones aussi? Est-ce que tu peux nous dire deux mots par rapport à cette équipe de practitioners researchers?
The team that I've been working with the longest has been made up of these practitioner researchers from three colleges. Dawson College, of course, where I come from, but also John Abbott and Vanier College. And we started with this common mission of wanting to understand how to develop things for these methods and these tools. But we also recognize that we were also encountering other interested researchers. So our latest grant does include two colleagues from a Francophone college. And we would, you know, for us, that was an incredible addition to the team because we believe that working across these different institutions brings a very deep richness and understanding of the ways that we can study the implementation and the design of these methods and tools that that are affecting how students can learn and how teachers need to accommodate that and change for that kind of learning.
À titre d'exemple, est-ce que tu pourrais nous dire deux ou trois mots justement sur ce plus récent projet que vous menez ensemble?
So our most recent project is about inquiry-based labs. And that particular project, as I said, is being conducted with the support of our team across André Laurendeau, John Abbott, Vanier, and Dawson. And what we are looking at is in the science program, there are many teachers who are trying to incorporate what is considered the kind of guided inquiry. And what our group is looking at is specifically the kinds of support structures, which call scaffolds, that are that we know are required in order to support learning with inquiry, but they, you know, what kinds of support is unclear, and that's the big question we are looking at is what kinds of support do we need to design in order for students to be able to take up this kind of pedagogy and learn effectively with it. And that's and you know, in that investigation, we're now halfway through. It's a 3-year grant, and it wraps up at the end of next year. And we're very we recognize it's an interesting question that you asked about that one, because one of the big things that we're doing in that grant is also reaching out to try to consider simultaneously the transfer of knowledge. So it's a unique project that you know, unique to our typical project, because we are simultaneously building in these communities of practice and the kinds of things that we share while we are in the middle of conducting the research.
C'est exactement là que je voulais t'amener, à parler de transfert de connaissances, sachant que c'est imbriqué, que c'est, ça fait partie de la conception de votre projet, et que c'est une façon particulière de justement inclure le transfert de connaissances dans la recherche. Peux-tu nous parler un petit peu plus de cette communauté de pratique que vous avez mis en place pour justement favoriser le transfert des connaissances pendant le déroulement du projet de recherche?
A great, great question. It's hard to talk about my research without also talking about one of the projects that I've been involved with, which is SALTEES. And SALTEES stands for Supporting Active Learning and Technological Innovation in Studies of Education. A bit of a mouthful, but it's SALTEES is a community of practice that is more like a network. It brings together people from many institutions, so it's inter-institutional, but it's also inter-order, so entre ordres, so it includes college and university faculty members and professional development staff. The idea behind SALTEES, which started with a Chantier Trois grant, started in 2011. The idea behind it was to find a way to encourage knowledge transfer, transfert de connaissance, because one of the things that we recognized as researchers was that a lot of the things that we were doing stayed with us. You know, it was published perhaps, but it stayed with the research group and the teachers that we were working with. And we felt that we needed to find a way to make that knowledge come alive, you know, to make it useful, because it, you know, especially if there was a significant impact in either direction, you know, we felt that we needed to make that real. And we felt that making it real by working in a more organic way with our colleagues, rather than telling them what we knew, but working with them to develop ways to implement what we had learned into their work. And that became the germination, the seed created the Saltis initiative. And Saltis, so as a community of practice that is inter-order and intercollegial, what we are able to do with that community of practice is to leverage some of the connections that we have and some of the methods that we are organically creating with that community and use that as part of our current research, for instance, you know, going back to your question. So what we found is when we, in our current research, when we started thinking about how might we make this kind of explicit from the start, think about how our colleagues are going to be able to use the knowledge and build with the knowledge that we have, it was, we already had some foundation. We already had some communities of disciplinary individual of people who were specific, had specific disciplinary interests. So to be specific, we had a group of teachers who were from across the network, both college and university, looking at the problem of learning in physics, in chemistry. And we felt that we could leverage that existing group that is specific and was supported by Saltis. We felt that we could take that specific group and have them reflect on the things that we were learning and are learning from our research in the current grant. And we would be able to work with them in a way that would allow us to better understand what it is that is important for inquiry in these inquiry labs. At the same time, we're trying to understand what could be a model for this knowledge transfer. I'll stop there.
En ce moment, tu réfléchis particulièrement à la question justement de ce modèle de transfert de connaissances. Est-ce que tu pourrais me dire qu'est-ce qui a piqué surtout ta curiosité ou qu'est-ce qui a fait en sorte que récemment tu t'es posé de nouvelles questions par rapport à ça?
If I understand correctly, my thinking about this knowledge transfer, it comes from the fact that we have it is very difficult to build in. If we say that we really want to to work towards a transfer, and at the same time we say that we want to have a way to design with both the knowledge from research and the knowledge from practitioners, this has been one of the challenges that I've been reflecting on deeply. And we have, there are lots of talk within the learning sciences of research practice partnerships, what we call an RPP model. And this research practice partnership model suggest notions of co-design. So what has been a challenge for me in my thinking is how do we get around doing co-design? What does it look like? And our challenge has always been because our team is made up of both the researcher practitioner and sort of the researcher, that's always been at the top of my mind when I try to reflect on the process that we're going through. Because my question has been, is this an equal partnership? Is it do we alternate leading roles? So yes, you're absolutely right, Lynn. It has been something that has occupied a lot of my thinking, and I don't have any clear answers. It's not as though I don't know exactly how this is done, but I have questions that I'd love to explore. I am exploring, I guess, all of that with trying to say what and how do we need to what do we need to consider, and how do we move forward if we want to transfer knowledge in this kind of idealized co-design way. I think it's a fascinating topic because it has so many potential implications. For instance, it has implications for inclusion, like how do you include multiple voices into a process, and how do you generate knowledge? What is knowledge, perhaps, even, when a practitioner does something and has a success, that is knowledge. And how do we get the practitioner to recognize and communicate that knowledge with the same kind of, legitimacy that, research has always had, which is, well, I don't know if it's always had, but there's a sense that, when you do research, you generate knowledge. But my belief is that our practitioner colleagues are generating a lot of knowledge, and a lot of knowledge that is a different kind of knowledge, which is the knowledge of implementation, how to make something work. And that's not at all trivial. It's a very, very important knowledge that we've been missing.
Merci beaucoup de nous permettre d'avoir accès aux réflexions que tu portes en ce moment et qui sont les tiennes. Je sais que notre conversation est terminée pour l'instant, mais que nous aurons le plaisir, je l'espère, de la poursuivre en d'autres lieux, à d'autres moments, parce que ça me tient à cœur de parler avec toi.
Merci, Lynn. C'était un grand, grand plaisir de parler avec vous. Bonne journée.
Toi aussi.
Nous tenons à remercier Elizabeth Charles et Lynn Apostol pour cette conversation fluide, bien que bilingue, à propos de la recherche collégiale et du transfert de connaissances.
Tirer le meilleur de la recherche collégiale vous est présenté par le Centre de transfert pour la réussite éducative, qui est le promoteur du projet, et l'Association pour la recherche au collégial, qui en est le partenaire principal.
Ce projet est rendu possible grâce au soutien financier du ministère de l'Économie et de l'Innovation du Québec.
Ce balado a été réalisé par l'École supérieure en arts et technologies des médias du Cégep de Jonquière sous la supervision de l'enseignante et chercheuse Sophie Beauparlant.
Je m'appelle Nicolas Plourde.
Et moi, Léa Compartino. Nous étudions tous les deux à l'École supérieure en ATM, en animation et production radiophonique.
L'équipe du projet Tirer le meilleur de la recherche collégiale vous donne rendez-vous pour les prochains balados.